good beers, bad ideas, booze, brews, money, cruise. A little business and a little cheers.
Monday Blues is the Bros Bros Cruise!
Good beers, bad ideas, Bros Bros Monday Cruise!
Oh, yes! Woo. That's right, we have a theme song now.
Fire.
Welcome to the new and improved Bros Bros Monday Cruise. Or as we're calling it this Monday, buns, beef, mayonnaise, cheese. That's right, we are the Burger Boys this Monday, except for Drew, who's vegan and is not allowed burgers. So, we are definitely new and improved because we wrote some theme music and we also decided that we're not just going to mindlessly shit talk anymore. So if this episode is under 45 minutes, we have achieved our goal. And if it's over 45 minutes, go fuck yourself. We tried.
Yeah, stop being so judgmental.
Well, what do you want from us?
Yeah.
I am your host this Monday. My name is Andy Weston. And with me, I have my good friend, Sam Blissett.
Yo, what up?
And my acquaintance, Drew Hancock.
Hey, everyone!
Acquaintance.
A lot of people have been calling up on the Bros Bros hotline and they've been saying, where's James Hitch? And I'm going to set the record straight. The last episode that he was on, he was a complete booze hound. He said very little, mostly just said absolutely. But we found out that he's now on tour with Hans and the Mole Men. So Hans and the Mole Men were a band that were on episode 2. And he's on tour with them. We believe he is well, and we believe he is not dead.
That's over in Europe, isn't it?
He's in tour in Europe. I mean, I haven't heard anything from him.
He actually, he just sent me an email a couple hours ago. I haven't actually looked at it yet, but it looks like he sent us a little message to play on the podcast. He said, hey guys, having a great time here. Just recorded a quick message for you to listen to and play over the podcast. So let's check that out now.
Yeah.
Hello, Bruce Monday Cruz. We have your friend James captive. Send $1 million Australian dollars to the embassy at Belarus, or we will cut off his head. Do not contact the police.
He seems fine.
Classic,
right?
James.
It's just so funny.
Wacky out there.
Yeah. Leaving us those fake voicemails where he's putting on a funny voice. Yeah.
So funny.
He's an original prankster. He's probably he's the best single from The Offspring.
Yeah, conspiracy of one. He is that smash hit.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about James. How are you guys?
I'm pretty good. I'm feeling good.
I'm good. I've been listening to Spec through the archives to some earlier episodes, and I actually was reminded of one of them. We were talking about like ways to pee at the toilets and stuff, and little boy pees and things like that. I was actually at the pool the other day and I saw something which I haven't seen in a while, and I don't really have a phrase for it. I was wondering if you guys had a phrase. It's when it's usually a dad, like an old dad, is at a public place and he's wearing quite short shorts and he just sort of flops his dick out down the bottom, like the bottom of the shorts pants. Like, have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, and it's like only dads can, like, I could not, if I did that, it'd be weird.
Is it to pee or is it just?
It's to pee.
Okay.
So he's like,
not
he's
just standing by the walls.
No, this is in the changing room. Yeah. And he walks up to like the urinal, the dad, and just
doesn't pull the pants down.
He pulls, sort of just tucks the leg of his shorts. And they're quite open, like wide shorts, but short shorts.
Yeah. I mean, I think
that he just sticks his dick down out the leg and pees out of the bottom of his shorts. And I've seen it before, and I haven't seen it in ages.
And you're saying that only older men do it?
It's like a dad, I think. Like,
that kind of makes sense because, like, if a little boy pees pants right down,
it's the opposite.
The older that you get, the less comfortable you are with your own body until you get to a point where you just put the little tip of your penis out.
Anyway, that was just a funny thing I saw of and thought of, and it reminded me of little boy peas, and I was like, what do we call that? What is there a name for it?
We'll call it the old man dangle.
The old man shorts dangle.
The shorts dangle. Yeah, I like a shorts dangle. Yeah. Well, I don't personally. I don't want it on the record that I like a shorts dangle.
I've never done it. I've never tried it, and can't wait to become a dad.
How does it work in terms of underwear? Are you having to stick your hand up the shorts to open the underwear to get it out? Like,
I feel like
he's at the pool, so maybe it's just togs.
Yeah, well,
Yeah, do you only do it at the pool or can you do it anytime?
Can you do it at the urinal?
Actually, Drew, I want this to be a special assignment for you.
You want me to do it?
So by the time of the next episode, I want you to give us all the logistics of how to do the dad dangle.
Well, see, I wouldn't try it at home into like a toilet because it's a narrow target anyway, and you've got to like, yeah. I feel like it's got to be one of those big, long, stainless steel
trough
things. Mm. So you can just flop it out and just sort of let it do what it needs to. But then, like, I feel like there'd be some spray on your leg or something. Like,
yeah.
Incidental spray. And stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Seems like a risky move.
It could be also like maybe cutting off the urethra a little, just squeezing it a little too tight. It starts going... You know,
it's food for thought. Food for sure.
Anyway,
we're going to have a real tasty show this Monday. Drew and I are going to do some pitches. And for the very first time, we're also going to have a guest on to do a pitch as well, which is very exciting. We don't know anything about this guest. It could be literally anyone. It could be the ghost of Hitler. Also, later in the show, we've got the exclusive preview of the new Wet Paint track. If you don't know what Wet Paint is, we talked about it in episode 4, but it's a band that we started, and they just make street noises. So it's the sounds of the street. It's real urban. It's real
raw,
yeah. And we've been in the studio for about 2 months working on this new track, and we're really fucking pumped.
Pumped AF.
And we've got a beautiful engineer working on it. Beautiful was the wrong word. But yeah, we're hoping that it sounds great. So we're going to listen to that later in the show. But first of all, we've got an advertisement coming up. Hey Drew, what's this ad for?
It's for Mandy Sombrero's Funtime Palace.
Ah. Come on down to Mandy Sombrero's Funtime Palace. It's a root-tootin' fun time for the chillins.
Chillin's is like illin' for children.
The rats that we found in the ball pit are now mostly dead.
You can go down the slide once, you can go down the slide twice, but don't you go down the slide a third time.
Let's face it, children are fucking idiots. They'll play with any old dumb shit, and we got all your dumb shit down at Mandy Patinkin's drinking stop. I mean Mandy Sombrero's hat store. What's this ad for again?
Whack-a-weasel. Bouncy cars. We got all the things that your child could possibly need to take its attention off the fact that you've gone shopping down the street and not there to take care of it.
Hey, this is Mandy Sombrero. And what you daddies need to know is that late at night, my kiddie playground becomes a fully licensed strip club. Yeah, when the kiddies go away, daddy can play. We got all your types of strippers here. I'm not gonna list them, cause it'd be derogatory to women. But I own a strip club, so I probably am derogatory to women. But it's also a children's playground, so I'm real conflicted. Anyway, I'm gonna go do heroin.
Wow! What a great advertisement. That seems like a fun product that I really want to get my hands on. Yeah. So it's really, now it's time that we get down to the nuts and bolts of it. This is what this podcast is all about. Good beers, bad ideas, pitching products to each other, making money. Now, in keeping with our plan to minimize all of our shit talk, we've decided that we're going to put time limits on our pitches. So each person has 10 minutes to pitch their idea. And if they run out of time, you're going to hear this sound.
Whoa, danger! That won't happen. I just said that. So danger won't happen.
That's an ad lib. Wow, yeah. Nice.
Now, we've also installed another feature. It means that if your pitch is bombing so hard that no one ever wants to hear it ever again, any of us can press this button at any time. And you have to stop. If you hear that sound, you have to stop. And with that in mind, let's get straight into the pitches.
Bros Brews Monday Cruise, we stole this music from friends.
Hey guys, it's Drew here. I'm going to do a pitch for you. Just a little note, since the last episode, I've been to a therapist to address my anger issues, so I'm going to try and be a bit more upbeat, a bit more friendly. Hopefully, I'm not going to lash out at the other guys too much either, so... I don't know, maybe you can use the shutdown button on me if I if I start saying something. All right, I'll get to the pitch. Okay, so I'm a very, very active man. I like to exercise. I like to eat well. I like to take care of my body. And
you look good.
Thank you. Yeah, I like to treat my body like the temple that it is, so that the ladies can pray at the temple, if you know what I mean.
P-R-E-Y.
Whoa. Okay. Twist. So one of those activities, I like to do yoga. I love doing yoga. I signed up to a class the other day and I was so disappointed. I saw it online. I got super excited about it. They're like, hot yoga, come along. Showed up. It's just a really warm room that you do yoga in. It's not what I thought it was. So that gave me the idea for proper hot yoga. Probably going to need a different name. It's yoga just for hot people. No uggos allowed. And so this actually going to get right into how do we make money out of it. This is a two-way system. So obviously, first of all, you set up these hot yoga clinics for sexy people. And you charge a premium, knowing that they're not going to be sharing a room with any freaks. They're going to be like in this just full of beautiful people doing yoga. Secondly, we film it and then you buy hot yoga DVDs and you get to watch. Probably not hot people will be buying this. They'll be watching the hot people doing yoga. And that's my idea. It's very simple. It's straight to the point. That's basically all there is to it.
So,
what do you guys reckon?
So the people, these good-looking people, they get to do yoga in a space with only other good-looking people.
Yeah.
But they're fine with anyone just looking at them on the internet.
Well, I don't know if they know that. We probably won't tell them that we're filming.
Ah, I see.
I don't know. That's probably not very legal.
Also, I guess they're never just, these hot people aren't going to just stumble across these videos on the internet, because we all know hot people don't need to look up porn and things on the internet.
They
just walk out the front door and
their life is porn, basically.
Yeah, they just like look in the mirror and that's all they need. And they
So, I don't know, have you guys got any ideas for a different name?
The Real Hot Yoga.
I love it. The Real Hot Yoga. Yeah, because this is, I don't know, I feel like I'm not the only person that's made this mistake and thought that hot yoga was for hot people. And
look,
Ben,
you had completely honest intentions.
Yeah,
Along to the hot yoga because you wanted to look at beautiful people.
So many fucking uggos there,
awkward positions,
and it was hot and it was sweaty, so they were even worse looking. And it's like, I don't want to do that while I'm doing my yoga.
So, one question about that: you went along to this hot yoga, you had those expectations. So, what were you doing there?
I'm a hot person. I would attend the hot yoga classes.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd... Well, I guess it's up to the BBMC to set the grade of what is acceptable beauty or not.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask about that. What's the vetting process?
I guess...
Is it the three of us and James, if he ever gets back from Europe, and do we decide who's a hottie and who's not?
I don't know. We could just set up
of our day is this going to take up, Drew?
Well, we can... Like, we just set up the basic business and then we, like, you know, delegate these things to lesser people.
So what about if... we let the public decide, or the people who are consuming the product. We have basically a button. I'm stealing this idea for another website, which I will not name, but it's basically a hot or not button.
Yes, okay.
But I will not name the other website.
So you're saying the people, like, people can sign up for the Real Hot Yoga, but they get to decide who's hot enough to go, but they also themselves may be vetoed.
I was thinking more the people who are watching at home, the consumers.
Oh, yes. The people that are buying, maybe it's not a DVD, because let's be honest, who fucking buys DVDs?
Yeah.
It's a streaming service.
Streaming.
And it's like you pay a monthly subscription and you're like, oh, hot yoga's on tonight. I'm going to, get some sexual objects or whatever people do.
Lube.
Some lube. They go, this person isn't hot, and they're like, press a button and the security guard's like, I'm sorry, ma'am, you're going to have to leave this establishment.
Like, what's the incentive for people to watch yoga rather than just watching free porn?
Damn. You got me there. I don't know. It's got to be someone's fetish.
And
that's the thing. And it doesn't, I'm sure, I bet there's porn out there of yoga for like 30 seconds that then turns into fucking. But this is going to be like 30, 40 minutes of just yoga.
I think there's a couple of markets for it, maybe. Because there is something intriguing about what you can't see, you know, sometimes.
Yes,
like,
the titillation.
Yes, the titillation, exactly. Yeah. The other market I'm thinking of is if there's no explicit graphics, we can sell this to kids.
Oh, my God, totally.
That's a market. That's an untapped market.
Yeah. That's true.
Actually, kids aren't paying for porn. And that's a problem.
As big as Pornhub is, it has a very small child market. No, I didn't mean like in the videos. I mean of people watching it.
Okay. Also, you know, you go to a porn website, it asks you, are you over 18 or not? That cuts out the children. You know, youths can get past that. No one knows how to get past that.
So if you press, no, I'm under 18. And it takes you, and it's like, well, here's some Barney videos, and here's hot yoga. And it's still hosted on. It's still hosted on Pornhub, but it's just like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. That's. I don't see any real problems with. I mean, there's a few little niggles in there, but there's no real massive problems, and I think it's quite viable. And I don't know. I don't need a lot. I think maybe $800,000 and I'll be able to get this up and running and we'll probably see a double return in the next 36 months is my business proposal.
As part of your proposal, how long do you think before the police shut it down?
How are they going to shut it down?
It's illegal.
Well, hopefully they don't find out about the streaming.
Wait, police don't watch porn.
Maybe when you sign up for hot yoga as an attendee, you're like, oh, yeah, fill out this form to become a member of the gym. And there's no one fucking reads the fine print. And it's like, you will be streamed in a non-sexual, non-explicit way, and all profits and rights are hereby waived.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. The other thought is...
get out of it that way.
Other thought is have a form for the...
Do you want to finish that thought real quickly, Sam, and that'll be it?
Yeah, the other thought is have a form for the people who are signing up to watch it and just say occupation if they pick police officer.
They don't get to.
Boom, that's done.
Kick them out. Smart. I like it. Yep.
That's good. Hi, it's Andy here, and I've got a pitch for you guys. Now, what I want to talk about this Monday is silver coins. What's the fucking point of them?
Amen.
They are heavy, they are bulky, and they ruin the clean lines on my pants.
Clean lines?
Yeah.
He's got...
I've got cool pants that have lion prints all over them.
Oh, yeah.
Not just like the lion's fur, little prints of little lions on my pants. And when the coins are in my pockets, it warps the lions in weird ways that I do not like.
Fair enough.
I do like those pants.
So I was thinking to myself, literally the only thing that you ever spend silver coins on is candy. Am I right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Going to the dairy or in Australia, the milk bar and getting a couple of lollies. Now, my idea, we cut out the middle, man. Candy is now legal tender.
Yes.
They should make all money under a dollar edible. And all candy is... 25 cents. I will not budge on the 25 cents.
It's like a Chupa Chups 50 cents. So
Chupa Chups going down in price.
Oh,
the government's going to subsidize it.
So you can't have like a 50 cent version of the lolly. Like a Chupa Chup could be worth 50 cents, but a normal lolly could be worth 25.
Look, I haven't worked out all the kinks. Maybe you can. But I know what you're thinking to yourself. Couldn't literally any factory start up and just make candy and ruin the whole economy? Nah, because we're going to have candy scientists and they're going to make new flavors of candy for the government.
That is specifically.
That cannot be replicated. Yeah. It's a government-issued secret flavor and it tastes really good, you guys.
And that's how you know money's counterfeit. You like eat one and you're like, wait a minute, this isn't grape explosion. And then
exactly.
That guy just ripped me off 25 cents with a fake grape explosion. What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Also, like, if people do counterfeit it, it's still only worth 25 cents.
Yeah, like you have to.
I've never heard of a huge counterfeit ring of people making silver coins.
Another way you could get around it would just be if like the candy costs more than 25 cents to make. So no one would do it to counterfeit it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's not cost effective.
Yeah. Like, the government does it as currency, but anyone tries to do it themselves, they're spending more money than they're going to make. So it's dumb.
Yeah, in the States, it costs more than a nickel to make nickels.
Yes, exactly.
And the nickel industry is bankrupting the whole country. But that's an aside.
Probably some other reasons why they're bankrupt, though,
yeah. So let's use the same business model for this idea.
And they are the greatest country on earth.
So the taste model, is that going to be sort of based on the secret herbs and spices from KFC? Like, no one has yet to perfectly reproduce it.
That's right.
I've done it.
No, you haven't.
Half the flavour will be sealed in one packet and the other half will be sealed in another packet.
And only when you combine them is it, yeah.
That's right. And one scientist will know how to make one packet and the other scientist will know how to make the other packet. And they will never talk to each other because they hate each other.
And
because the one scientist kissed the other scientist's wife once.
I was going to say, is it going to be like Breaking Bad? And after 5 years, the scientist who knows one recipe has to teach a new scientist and then he gets killed so that the secret can, yeah, like that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I'm not a fucking future sightseer, Drew.
Sorry if I just spoiled Breaking Bad for you.
I can't work out what's going to happen in the future. All I know is that there's two scientists and one of them kissed the other one's wife.
aside from that, very good, but one little issue I have with this is cash registers in shops are going to get very sticky and melty and kind of gross.
Well, that's...
Do they have to refrigerate their registers now?
Refrigerated cash register. Yeah. And that way, when you get your other notes, they're crisp and cool. Imagine like a hot day.
And you just hold it against
and
your
you
face.
Like pay for everything with $100 bills, which I do because I make a lot of money. And then I get back a 50 and I can just put it against my face. It's nice and cool.
Yeah, that's good. Wipe yourself off.
And like, I know you're thinking, oh, Andy, silver coins are bulky, but candy's even bulkier. Yeah.
But it's
so
delicious.
Just eat it.
That's the problem is I would never keep, because I keep like silver coins just for parking and stuff, but I would just eat it all and then I'd never have parking money.
Look, if they made apples the size of candy, then maybe you could have a healthy alternative, but the scientists can't do that. So candy's going to have to do. So either you eat all your change and you get diabetes or you have freaking bulky pockets all the time.
I like
it. Actually, let's take that back because that completely goes against what I said at the start.
Delete that. If that were up to me, I would say delete that.
What will happen going forward with chocolate coins? Where do they stand?
Chocolate coins are now illegal.
Illegal?
Yes.
So they can't just be like legal tender, like they're gone because it's too confusing.
Yeah. Anything.
Even just sold as candy. Like, nah.
Any confectionery that imitates currency is now illegal.
Smart.
But
okay.
Can we
go take this another step further and start making notes out of like fruit roll-ups?
No, that wasn't the point. The point is...
Because they would definitely stick together in your wallet, and you're like, I've got $500. Oh, it's just one really thick 20.
How much does a fruit roll-up cost? Like,
I don't know.
$3 for a pack of 10. How hungry would you have to be to take out a $10 note and just eat it?
That's true.
But, like, there's other applications as well. Say you're, like, lost in the wilderness and all you've got is your wallet filled with candy. You're fine now. Thank you. You're welcome. Now, how does Bros Brews... Completely different point. Now, how does Bros Brews Monday Cruise make money off this?
I was just going to ask that.
We own the factory, dummies.
Oh, yeah.
On the ground floor. Nice.
We are the candy makers.
So we sort of have to preemptively set up these candy factories and then get the legislation changed so that
we also need to find the scientists and they need to have that exact backstory so that they never talk to each other.
What?
Look, there may be some collusion in there. I may have to slip a few things into a few drinks and get some people kissing people that normally wouldn't kiss people, but we'll make it work, goddammit.
Do you think you could just tell them that one kissed the other one's wife? Maybe you could tell both of them that. And then
nah, he's got to have video evidence.
Video evidence, right. Okay, that's fair. While we're doing this, while we're pulling this off, can we listen to Candyman by Christina Aguilera nonstop? Because I love that song.
Yep, that's on repeat at the factory.
Great. I'm in.
Cool. What about, isn't there like a Candyman song by Aqua as well?
Oh, my love, I know you are my Candyman, oh, my love.
No?
I don't know it.
No one knows that? Maybe we could just find a clip of that and just insert it right here. Wow. I'm glad I was correct about that.
Anyway, that's my idea. I think it's great.
Yeah, I like it.
And, I mean, I think setting up the factory is probably going to cost us a few mil, so we might need to shelve this one until we've made a bit of money off our other ideas. But we're genius mavericks. We're going to get there, guys.
Mm.
Easy.
Thank you. My name has been Andy Weston, and that has been my pitch.
It was a tight pitch.
B-M-C.
The next pitch that we have on Bros Brews Monday Cruise is from a special guest. We know nothing about him, except for that his name is Lionel Denhart. Hi, Lionel.
Hey, Andy. Good to be here. Thanks for having me, boys. Boys, Drew, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Lionel Denhart's my name, Denhart. Andy. I'll shake your hand here. I didn't get a chance when I walked in here. Yeah. Well, you know, I work out a little, but that's not what I'm here to talk about today. Actually, boys, I'm here with an entertainment proposition for you.
Here we go.
Now, I look at you boys. I come here to the Boys Brews Monday Cruise, and I say,
close enough.
These boys, they know entertainment. They know funny. They know what it's like to hit the big time with the numbers, the clicks, you know, the revenue.
We get a lot of clicks. You're not wrong there.
I can tell you're sharp-dressed men. You're looking good. Well, what I've got for you here today is an entertainment idea. See, me, I work in entertainment myself.
Oh, yeah? Are you like a promoter or...?
Yeah, I'm a promoter. I work with a nightclub. There's a nightclub near my house that I work with. I sort of run the ladies' nights, the weekly bingo, you know.
Oh, sweet. Sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
They go off those ladies' nights, 2 for $10 drink deals. You wouldn't believe the lines we get.
Yeah, okay. I know all about lines at ladies' nights. And I know Andy does as well. He's giving me a knowing wink.
Yep, a little sniffle, you know.
Drug use is not condoned by the Bros Brews Monday Cruise.
Right on, it shouldn't be. But what I'm going to talk about is some clean, clean entertainment. Something that everyone will get into. Now, you've heard of American Idol, right? You boys would know that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cut straight to the point here. What I'm pitching today is in line with those Idol shows. It's called Australia's Next Top Dog.
Oh, wow. So like for a dog talent show or
That's
something.
Right. It's a dog I talent show, but it's going to be the next big thing. We've done human singers. We're done with that. We've done it maybe 20, 30 times by now. Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch it all the time. But what I see they have these vocal training programs. We get the dogs to audition. The best ones go through to the vocal training programs.
Wait, so you're literally talking about dogs singing? I thought it was just going to be dogs doing tricks and stuff.
No, have you ever been on the internet?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
There's dogs singing on there.
There's dogs singing. YouTube? The hits are in the millions. Well, anyway, it's going to run the exact same as an American Idol or The Voice type program. We're going to have a vocal training program for the best dogs. They're going to have a stylist. They're going to have dance classes.
Ah, okay. And we're going to find all these trainers and specialists that work in these areas for dogs.
Work with dogs. It's going to be the next big thing. People love to hear them. You've heard of Kelly Clarkson? How about Kelly Barkson? maybe you've heard of Jordan Sparks? How about Jordan Barks? You've heard of Guy Sebastian? How about Guy Sebastian Bark? And I only got one more, but you've heard of Adam Lambert? How about Adam Lamb Biscuits for Dogs?
I thought you were going to work another bark in there, but that's still pretty good.
I never said that's what I was doing.
Well, the other three head bark and then another.
I'll leave the comedy to you fellas. You know what you're doing. I listen every week. I love the show.
Oh, we come out once a month.
Yeah, you clearly.
I repeat listener. I forget very quickly. I have my daughter Suzanne. She loads up the shows for me. I laugh along. We love it. Anyway, what I got here for you boys is some clips, and you can sort of see how maybe this show could potentially play out here. So I'll play the first clip from YouTube. This is a million hits on this clip. Here we go. see what we got here. It's a dog, self-accompanying himself. Well, no, wait. This is someone else accompanying him in it. On the harmonica. Listen so to that. Beautiful.
Someone's
beautiful
playing the harmonica and there's a dog singing along.
He's singing along. What do you think of that? The vocal timbre. It's beautiful. You can't beat that.
I thought the dog was somehow playing the harmonica and singing at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe in season 3 we could get that sort of talent, but probably at the start people are not going to be ready to
enough.
hit the big notes like that. But, you know, I got some more clips here. That's the same clip.
That's great.
Beautiful. Listen to that.
I've seen this video. This is a great video.
Oh, we got some more here. Okay, this is a dog singing along to the Law and Order theme song. Stunning. A welcome addition to Law and Order. Oh my God, listen to their breath support. That legato phrasing. It's gonna take the world by storm. Wonderful. We got one here. This is more in line with you, Andy. This is what you want to hear. I know this is a dog singing. He's accompanying himself on the piano. Let's have a listen.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Quite experimental. That's like some...
That's some
weird inversions.
That's some 20th century tonal music.
Yeah, he's playing.
But if he can play that, he could play, you know, your Justin Bieber hooks, of course.
The issue we have is a show like some sort of talent show is a massive production undertaking. There's a lot of money, a lot of risk involved. So we sort of need some kind of guarantee on a return here. And we're not talking about return viewers. We mean like a monetary return. So what can you say to that, Lionel?
Well, you know, I can work those ladies' nights. I could drive those prices up a little. Maybe over the next 4 weeks I could put something together. Sometimes we get 30 to 40 girls on those nights. You know, that adds up eventually.
I got a question for you, Lionel.
Yeah.
And I want you to answer honestly.
Hit me with it, Drew. Drew, I love you.
Run the events at a retirement home?
Absolutely not.
Is that what it kind of sounds like? You're like bingo and ladies' nights. Is it just a retirement home and you're just the events coordinator and that's your job?
Well, I mean, my ma lives there and it's just easy. I've got the contacts already, but I know I could run a ladies' night in any club, club down the street. That's for sure.
Okay. So your mum, I'm guessing, is also from New York.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I'm from. I'm glad you can pick up my accent. I knew you'd know I'm not from around here with your Aussie twangs.
And look, I know that the Americans are...
Oh, we're running out of time.
I guess we won't find out what I know about the Americans. Yeah. We'll have to save that till next
episode.
See
you, Lionel. Fuck off. Nah.
You're cool, Lionel.
As your special guest, we'll... normally that timer signifies it's 10 minutes is up, but you're a guest, so we'll give you a little bit more time.
You're too kind.
Yeah, if you could sum it up in 3 words.
Make me moist. Those aren't the 3 words. I'm just telling you to make me moist.
Good 3 words, though.
Dogs get clicks.
Okay.
That's good. That's really good. Well, look, we're pretty much out of time with the pitches segment. But I just Lionel, you're top notch, and I think
the best guest we've had.
I'm speaking for all of us. I think you should just stick around for the rest of the show. What do you think?
Hey, yeah. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind doing it at all. To hang with my boys here, my boy Andy. We're a big family here, big entertainment family.
What about your boy Sam?
Oh, yeah, he's all right, but he's a bit quiet for me. I like the people who are a bit more vocal, but he's all right.
Thanks, Lionel.
Yeah, no worries, bud. Just keep working on it.
All right. So we've got an advert coming up. This is the first time that we've actually had a repeat sponsor. So this ad that's coming up is another ad for the party not to re-elect Tony Abbott.
When Tony Abbott was the Prime Minister, he was rude, crude, and lewd. He used to slap people and slap people hard, sometimes on their faces, sometimes on their bodies. He was a dirty body slapper. Tony Abbott's putting onion farms out of business by eating their onions.
Tony Abbott loves the flavor of the new and improved shapes.
When Tony Abbott was the Prime Minister, he tried to kiss all the other female Prime Ministers, and it was not appropriate.
Tony Abbott gets Neapolitan ice cream, eats all of the chocolate, and leaves the tub behind.
Tony Abbott stands in the middle of the urinal.
Tony Abbott has a doppelganger that's called Tony the Phony. He also calls his cell phone Tony the Phony.
Tony Abbott uses a self-serve checkout at Coles and then, like, weighs a few pieces of garlic and it stuffs up the scales and he's like, oh, I don't know what's going on. And then, yeah, it's just a waste of time.
But he bloody knows what's going on. He was the Prime Minister. He invented it. When Tony Abbott sneezes and someone says, God bless you, he says, fuck you, I love the devil.
Why would he say that?
Authorised by the campaign to not re-elect Tony Abbott.
Whoa, welcome back. Thanks to our sponsor for that super duper ad. It's really nice to see that we're getting a bit of traction and that we're getting some repeat sponsors coming back. We've got a special segment coming up for you, which means that we get to test out our new special segment theme song. Engineer Drew?
Special segment.
Special segment.
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
So this special segment is us talking about something that we're very, very passionate about. As I've already explained, Wet Paint is the band that we started. We make music from the street. We use only street noises. We've been working so hard.
Tirelessly.
We've been working for a solid 2 months in the studio.
I think it's really going to knock your socks off. So let's, I don't know, should we play it?
I'm ready. I think we should play
excited.
It.
I haven't actually
let's play it.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Is that where's the rest? That must be. I don't think I triggered it right. No, that's
that. I mean, that was what, like 20 seconds? That can't be. That's all that was. That was
shit. That was not good enough.
Look,
for the amount of time we put in.
It might be a case that when you become too close to something, you can't see the end product and whether it was good or not.
Yeah.
So, like, what did you think of it, Lionel?
Yeah. Oh, boys. That was great. I loved it. From start to finish, you had a beat. You had a melody. The bray, bray, bray. After my dogs, that's going to be the next big thing.
Lionel, I know you're trying to be positive.
Go back to your fucking...
What the fuck do you know? You boys, fucking Yankee doodle dickhead.
I think it's time for you to go to the retirement village, buddy.
Oh my God, I quit my job and
we got nothing to show for it, basically.
Boys, I tell you what, you quit your job, Andy.
Shut the fuck up, Lionel!
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid, dopey piece of shit.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll be leaving.
Yeah, good.
What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do?
Can you get your job back?
What, at the box factory? No, I told Mr. Boxer to go fuck himself.
My family won't talk to me anymore because of what I've done.
Shut down that whole idea. Shut down Wet Paint.
Delete.
Yeah.
Wet Paint
delete that.
Is broken up. We're no longer a band. We all agree on that, right?
We are dried paint.
Dried paint.
We're dry done. Paint.
We're officially paint dried in the sun.
Yes! We're starting a new band. We're called Dry Paint. And we'll be back to you in a few episodes with the new Dry Paint song. And I'm betting.
Can't wait.
I'm betting it's going to be the best song you've ever heard.
It's the bros and the brews and the Monday crews.
Those crazy cats.
Hilarious.
Which are us. We are the crazy cats.
On the plus side, we could maybe use that 20-second Wet Paint snippet as like a musical sting in future episodes. Maybe just
Literally never want to hear it again.
You don't want to hear it again? Okay, well, we'll get rid of it. We'll cut
I'm going to cut you off, Drew, because we're just about out of time. I think that was a really good episode. We had some good pitches. Mm-hmm. We had a shitty song preview that we'll never talk about ever again. I'd just like to thank Lionel for coming on the show. We were a little bit mean to him, and he's left now, but yeah. Top-notch
Sorry
guest.
Sorry about I kind of lost my cool.
I also want to thank you, Drew, and you, Sam, as well. Top episode. And thanks to the listeners.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You know, without
thanks,
you
Mark. Thanks, Cindy. Our two listeners.
Those are the two.
Oh, that's all, folks. Deeper, deeper, deeper.
This month's episode of Bros Brews Monday Cruise was brought to you by...
The Quest of King Jockon of Beaverton.
What? This is way too specific.
Fine. This week's episode has been brought to you by a dumb movie called, like, I don't know, Cats Are Cool.
Cats Are Cool. No, that's shit too.
This week's episode has been brought to you by... A microphone or like hot dinner for two.
Hot dinner for two is the name of the movie.
Is that fine? Is hot dinner for two good
yeah,
enough
I
for
can
you?
Roll with that.
It's a good fine. Name for a porno.
Hey. New from Fungus Farm. Hot dinner for two. Hello, dear.
Hello.
Would you like a hot dinner for two?
Oh, I would love one.
It comes shrink-wrapped, and it's delicious. It comes in two flavors, gravy or chicken gravy.
Little did they know disaster was about to strike.
Did you hear that?
I think so, but let's not worry about it. Let's just eat this delicious meal that you prepared for us.
I work very hard.
I know you do.
Paramount Pictures presents...
Sorry, I think something's wrong with the TV. Yeah. Anyway, I was
hot dinner for two.
No. Is it an advertisement for the food that we're eating?
I possibly. I mean, I just want to enjoy the meal.
Coming summer 2018, hot dinner for two, starring Lando Bobando Banana III.
Wait,
honey, that's your name.
That is my name.
What? How did
TV? Explain yourself!
And
we're just sitting
wife.
Down. No! Stop talking, TV! We're just sitting down to eat our delicious meals from Fungus Farm, and you're turning it into a movie, and it's not a movie, it's just some food!
All of a sudden, his wife gets indigestion from the hot dinner for two.
Oh, I am feeling a little under the weather, dear.
Reading our minds! But seriously, honey, are you okay?
I think I'll be okay. I'll just pop some Pepto-Bismol.
It's not cancer, is it?
It was cancer.
Oh my god, no, it's cancer.
I hope nothing bad happens to me.
And our character Malcolm just lost his job at the plant, and his health insurance got cancelled.
Well, good thing my name's Lando, not Malcolm.
No, that's you. You're the actor, not the...
Oh, no!
You're the character.
I just lost my job at the plant. I think this movie is Inception, dear. There's many layers to it.
Oh, I love that movie, but I truly hate the stomach cancer I now have.
A story about friendship and a hot meal for two.
You know, you are my closest friend, and this is a hot meal for two.
I was so happy the day I could say that I married my best friend.
Wow, that's really sad.
What does he mean? Sounds lovely.
I mean, I really...
Do you like guns and explosions and cars? And this movie is for you, because all of a sudden, a car with guns and explosions attached to it comes bursting through the wall.
No! Oh, God, no!
And I have a gun as well now.
And their hot meal for two is still on the microwave with 2.5 minutes remaining, but... The instructions said only to heat it for 1 minute, and he can't get to the button in time.
What? Why did you put it in the microwave for so long?
I thought it was like worst quality meals, like the likes of which McCain's make. I didn't realize it had different instructions.
This is quality food. It's from Fungus Farms.
Hot meal for two, brought to you by Fungus Farms.
Hey, Hey guys, if you enjoyed this episode of Bros Brews Monday Cruise, remember to hit that old subscribe button on the iTunes or whatever podcast app you use.
And rate them 5 stars. The boys try so hard, that's all I can give them.
Hey, welcome back, Lionel.
Thanks, Lionel, for coming back. Yeah, thanks, guys. Subscribe.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. We'll be back next month with a new episode. Woo!